And we've had a number of people join us in the last week and a half. And it feels like everyone's on the Eagles. Everyone thinks Philly's just too deep. They're too good. They're healthy. They're ready to rock. They got a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to go down to Arizona and possibly lay a beating on the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. We caught up with Bart Scott earlier this afternoon. He is longtime NFLer, ESPN NFL analyst, and began by asking him that. Do you have a feeling that the Eagles are going to roll here, or should we be paying more attention to Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I mean, we all know what Andy Reid's record is when he comes off of a bye. When you consider the Super Bowl is a bit of a bye. I know the last time he was in the Super Bowl didn't go his way, but that was different circumstances as they didn't have any lineman that was healthy. They went out and replenished their offensive line going to make the trade for Orlando Brown Jr. I think Mahomes has done his best job because he's had to, because he doesn't have the explosive ability and power of Tyreek Hill. He's done a great job in showing that he is a franchise quarterback. I always say all the time, it's easy to become a franchise quarterback when you're in Jalen Hurts' situation. We've seen, you know, quarterbacks that have already done that. We've seen young Ben Roethlisberger. We've seen Russell Wilson. But what happens when you get paid and you lose those pieces where you can't have the best roster because you're no longer cheap is really the measure of what type of quarterback you are. We saw Drew Brees only come up with one. We saw Ben Roethlisberger actually win one where he was the guy holding on to the steering wheel, asked not to crash the car. But then we saw when he lost all those great players and, you know, all those veterans around him, he still was able to get him to another championship. I think Mahomes is on a mission to prove that he's cut from that cloth. And this is a great example against an opponent where when you look at it man for man, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles have the better roster, the deeper roster, right? That's what happens when you have a cheap quarterback that you haven't paid yet. Mahomes did his team a favor by giving them a 10-year deal so that they can try and hold on to as many pieces as they can. But I think ultimately, I think that the Kansas City Chiefs will find a way and figure out a way to win. You know, Mahomes went against a 49ers defense that you would say, you know, may not have as much depth as that Philadelphia Eagles team, but you can say it was the number one defense, or if not number one, the top five defense is equal to Philadelphia, and Mahomes shredded that defense routinely when they played each other. So I think, you know, the fact that Philadelphia hasn't really been tested is going to hurt them when they get in the Super Bowl and they go against somebody that can punch back.
How much is on Jalen Hurts to have an understanding that if you get up first to have his best stuff and then any kind of lead to just put the pedal down? Mahomes has kind of got that Brady vibe where it's like never out of it, and he's got that clutch gene, and he's always going to be hanging around and sniffing around for victory.
Yeah, well, you can't coast. You're not going to ease your way into a victory, get a lead, and think that you can take the air out of the ball. It'd be interesting to see how Jalen Hurts responds if they go down early. You know, the matchup I'm excited to see in is Chris Jones against Kelce, Jason, because I believe that he's the key to everything that they do. And if you move Chris Jones around, you know, I think I'm going to put him over, you know, the snap hand of Kelce a lot because he dictates not only the pass protection, but also the run game. You saw him pull to the open side when it looked like San Francisco was taking the close side runs away. They make some adjustments to what they're getting, and you get a walk-in touchdown. I think Chris Jones is going to have to be the defensive MVP like he was in the game against the Bengals. But I think that's an interesting matchup, your best against their best. And it's going to be interesting to see the adjustments to the adjustments.
Bart, is there any X factor for you that we're not, I mean, that's not right in front of us, that we're not paying attention to, that maybe we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, to me, Pacheco on the Kansas City side, because you think that they're going to try and bracket Kelce. They're going to try and figure out a way to stop, either Juju or double someone from that elk. I can see Sky Moore coming up with some big plays. But Pacheco, because I think he's the emotional type of young, wild pit bull off the chain. He runs hard. He's very emotional when he runs. Now, he's going to have to keep himself in check in the Super Bowl and make sure that he doesn't have a costly turnover. But when you look at it from that standpoint, you know, I really, you know, think that he's going to have a big game because If they decide to try and bracket everything, keep everything in front, it's going to be the checkdowns. They're going to try and make sure to eliminate the big plays from Mahomes and make them kind of death by a thousand paper cuts. And that means a lot of sometimes checkdowns in some of these zones. And then on the other side, I like Goddard. You know what I mean? I think that, you know, when you're trying to take away A.J. Brown, you think about the youth within the secondary for Kansas City, you know, you want to make sure that you ease them into it. And it's going to be rare that you try to go one-on-one with any of these receivers without safety help, which opens up the isolation on, you know, the tight end against linebacker, so to speak. So, you know, those are just a couple. But that's the beauty of the game. You just never know who's going to step up in the game plan. You know, when you talk about, you know, in the Super Bowl, you know, that halftime adjustments is going to be key. It's always key because you don't know what to expect coming out. The emotion, sometimes the game starts up slow, but then, you know, ultimately it speeds up in the second half, and it's going to be about who can make the necessary adjustments.
Chatting with a longtime NFLer, ESPN NFL analyst Bart Scott. What would another Super Bowl for Andy Reid do for his legacy?
It puts him in rarefied air. I mean, I feel like he was like Dan Reeves when he was in Philadelphia. He just couldn't come up with the big win, right? He had the one opportunity, but they were a team that was routinely had windows. The window opened and closed. They decided to move and go another direction. Then the first thing that happened when he leaves is, you know, a couple of years later, they win the Super Bowl. So it's like, well, was it me or what was it? Why couldn't I figure it out? Then he was vindicated by, you know, finding one of the best generational quarterbacks. But I think it would be a shame if he only wins one with a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback. And I think that takes him out of that Sean Payton, McCarthy type of narrative, right? Because, you know, we try to figure out how can Mike McCarthy only win one Super Bowl with a guy like Aaron Rodgers, and how can Sean Payton only win one Super Bowl with a Hall of Fame quarterback? So I think this puts him in rarefied air, and it also cements, I believe, Mahomes' greatness, right? Because he's been there, and this window is going to close eventually because they have a lot of work to do. Right, they have to figure out how to re-sign Orlando Brown Jr., who's playing on a franchise tag, and eventually these young players are going to come of age. And they've done a great job in making sure that they kept some powder dry, you know, with moving on from Tyreek Hill and found some supplemental pieces. But it's going to be imperative that they cash in because, like we know, these windows open and close, and you look at the opening of the Jalen Hurts and the Philadelphia Eagles window as well. But, you know, right there in the AFC, you got to get them while you can because Joe Burrow is coming. Who knows what they do with Lamar Jackson if the Ravens can find a way to change an offense. Buffalo's right there. Their window's closing right before our eyes because they paid their quarterback and they went out and got all these hired guns and Von Miller. They may lose a guy like Poirier or Hyde. And, you know, those credit card receipts, you know, those credit card bills come due. So it's important that when you have a young quarterback, you cash in. So I think pressure's on both sides. They can cash in because you never know when you're going to get back.
We're chatting with Bart Scott. How much money would Aaron Rodgers have to pay you for you to go on a four-day darkness and isolation retreat with him?
Well, I got a lot of family members that's in prison that's done that all the time. They can tell Aaron Rodgers what that's all about. I mean, why are you a volunteer to go to the hole? I have no idea. I mean, talk about, hey, it's a slit for some food. Like, okay, I hope you don't drop it on the ground. You don't know what's in there. You can't see. Like, you can't even put ketchup on your hot dog. What the hell are you doing for 3 days? Like, I have no idea. But, you know, I'm never amazed with what rich people do with their time and what they think is beneficial. I mean, I guess that beats the alternative for him going poops and vomiting, projectile vomit. I guess that was last year. I would love to see what he comes up after this year in the darkness. What's the next one? Maybe he's going to go try and, you know, find dragons or something. Or, I don't know.
That's
long as he don't put on no black Nike. Yeah, as long as you put on no black Nikes and talk about he going on a comet, you know, I don't have any concern. I think he'll be okay.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he'll find an answer in there? I mean, well, if he comes out and just says the Jets, I mean, that's got to make you happy, I would think. But if you're the Jets, you're how did you conclude that? How did it get to that point?
Yeah. Well, if he goes into the darkness and he comes out with somebody other than the Jets, when he comes out, I'm gonna say I got another retreat for you to go into the light because clearly you don't lost your damn mind. Come on over to the light. You know, the darkness is not the place to be. So who knows? Who knows if going to the dark is a symbolism of the black hole? But you know, he can go into the black hole, but he can fly out. You know, you get out of black holes with jets, so it's all good.
Yeah, he's got enough money to get out of there. Quickly, before we let you go, you mentioned Sean Payton, you know, and obviously listing off one-time Super Bowl champs. And now he's off to Denver, and we've had some heated discussions this week on whether or not he can make it work for Russell Wilson. Do you believe he has a magic touch to get Russ cooking again and get back into top 10 quarterback status?
No, I was a big advocate for Russell Wilson, and I thought that this was the place all he needed to go cook. But clearly Pete Carroll knew something that we didn't know. And when I break down the film and I look at him, he's a guy that has lost his short area quickness. His ability has always not been that he's a running quarterback. It's been his ability to have mobility within the pocket to buy time by stepping up and stepping out and assuming, you know, extending plays and moon balls. And when it's time, you know, much like Patrick Mahomes. Remember, like, Russell Wilson was supposed to be the first Patrick Mahomes, right? You know, we would have a totally different conversation about him if Beast Mode gets the ball and he wins in that early window while he was cheap. But now it looks like he's a guy that, you know, and I see that in Dak Prescott as well. Like, as Dak ages, you know, when you start losing your ability to make people miss and you lose your short area quickness, for those type of guys that's smaller than 6 feet, and part of the game is mobility. When you're a thicker quarterback like that, even though they're short, like Kyler Murray and that, I have concern for those type of quarterbacks. So, I listen, this all is, I need to know about Sean Payton and that job in Denver. D'Amico Ryan, they begged him for that job, and he decided to go to a place where two black coaches was fired 2 years in a row. And he thought that was a better opportunity for him than going to coach Russell Wilson.
Yeah, that is a bit of a mic drop when it comes to trying to define what's going on out there.
Yeah.
He is longtime NFLer, ESPN NFL analyst Bart Scott. Great catching up with you, Bart. Thank you for doing this.
Pleasure.